This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our message on pure gospel. Hallelujah. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Every step we take as a society from Christ is a step into darkness, depravity, and despair. And in reality, our societies are only as stable and virtuous as our values. And those values are found in the Bible. And this is why we have to pray that God will raise up God-fearing men and women in positions of authority. And I believe it's part of our job as the church to reach out with the grace and the love of God, but also to lift up Christ as the light of the world and to proclaim his truth to a generation that may or may not understand those truths. Because Jesus said this, it's the truth that will set you free. And so Romans chapter 3 and verse 1, what advantage then hath the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in any way, cheerfully, because to them were committed the oracles of God. The NIV, much in every way. First of all, the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God. And the New Living Translation, yes, there are great benefits. First of all, the Jews were entrusted with the whole revelation of God. So the Jews were entrusted with the words and the revelation of God, because God revealed himself both to and through the Jewish people. And Satan will never forgive them for that. The devil hates the Jews because Christ the Messiah came to the Jewish people. And so anyway, the Jews were entrusted with the whole revelation of God, but with great privilege also comes great responsibility. For to whom much is given, much will be required. And so over this series, I want to take some time to speak of the pure gospel. Now, pure means not mixed, compromised, adulterated with any other substance or material. Paul said, woe if I preach not the gospel. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 16. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. And so Paul took his calling very seriously. He recognized that God had given him a tremendous responsibility, a tremendous privilege to preach the gospel, and he wanted to be faithful to it. Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I would also add, woe if we preach an impure or an untrue gospel, because none of us want to be guilty of misrepresenting God. Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It is like David said of Goliath's sword, truly, there is none other like it. There's no message like the gospel message. That's what the Bible says in the book of Psalms, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. If you have been redeemed, then you have a story to tell. You have a testimony to give. You have a Savior to glorify. Praise the Lord. There's no message like the gospel message. Back in 2022, I did a tour of Moira, which was the Welsh church where the revival in Wales began. I did the tour with a friend of mine. He's another pastor. And we met this lovely old man. He was about 90 years of age. And his uncle had been the worship leader for Evan Roberts. And he spoke to me of the pure gospel over and again. On a number of occasions, he spoke about the true gospel, the pure gospel. You know, a number of years ago, I had a vision in the night of a pool of water, but it was sitting in dark black mud. It was a dark night, and, you know, just in the moonlight, you could see that the water wasn't clear, nor was it pure. And this simple picture has stayed with me since. I find it, you know, very thought-provoking and in some ways concerning, for I believe it was a warning, particularly for the times that we are living in. I had been seeking God for clarification about some things I'd observed in the ministry that, to be honest, had troubled me, particularly an unwillingness that some had to stand up and speak out on important issues because it mightn't be conducive to church growth. And, of course, it's important for churches to grow, but growth must not be at the expense of truth being proclaimed without apology. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 7 says there's time to be silent and a time to speak. I'm reminded of the words of Martin Luther King Jr. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. you know, when you think about those words and what they're saying, it's a very sobering thing to consider that there may be implications not just to our speech but to our silence. God judges not just what we say, but what we don't say, what we don't stand for, what we permit. And so again, this is where I think we need to be on our knees. We need to be in prayer, because Revelation 2, verse 18, "And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your works." And I will give to each one of you according to your works. And what I want us to consider in this passage is that God doesn't just judge us for what we promote, but what we permit. And I mean that in especially towards us as church leaders, as pastors, leaders of ministries. God doesn't just judge us for what we promote, but what we permit. We need shepherds who will speak the truth and guide the flock faithfully, irrespective of the consequences. Late last year, I was given a prophetic word, and in essence, it was very simple but very profound, and it was, "Feed my sheep and stand guard until I return." So again, we must be faithful to feed the flock of God, like the Bible says. We must be faithful to feed the sheep and to look out for the people in our church. We need to pray for the members of our congregation, and we need to faithfully teach them the word of God, because again, Jesus said that you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free, or set you free. And so again, it's only as we're teaching the truth of the word of God that people can be set free, be healed, be delivered, and come to know Jesus, because we only know God to the degree that we know his word. So again, I believe this is a very important series. I think it's important for us to have a firm hold of the true gospel. And as it says in Revelation chapter 2, hold fast what you have. And so again, we want to hold fast to the truth of God's word, because it is the truth. Hold fast what you have till I come. That'd be a good place to end. And so remember, Jesus is coming again, and we must hold fast to the truth. Glory to God. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.